Voice is not so perfect, but you are standing here for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just to remember, to remind the saints that we're going to have a consecration day on Saturday.
Amen.
And we will finish the day with a communion service.
Amen.
If we can all be prepared for it. Let's open our Bible straight away to the book of Matthew chapter 13. I think it's very good to read in a time like this, as the pastor started something very good last Wednesday. I think it's very good to look down to that line. If the Lord will help us to get there, it's a very, very, very good thing. We started on Friday, sorry. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 13 from verse 24 to 30. And another parable. But he fought unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while the man slept, his enemy came and sowed tare among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then it appeared the tear also. So the servant of the household came and said unto him, Sir, did not thou sow good seed in the field, in thy field? From whence then has it tear? And he said unto them, An enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, Will thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tear, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in the bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into the barn. Now let's go to Zechariah chapter 14, verses 6 to 7. Zechariah 14, 6 to 7. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clearly nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at the evening time it shall be light. May the Lord bless his word. Let bow our head and offer a word of prayer. Dear God, once again, become humble before thy presence to thank you for the privilege that you have granted to us to be in thy house at this moment. Many people are in many different places, Father, but you give us a chance to be in thy house, Father, and we are glad to be in thy house. As we come from different places, Father, we come here to meet with thee. And we believe, according to thy word, says, where two or three are gathered, in thy name you shall be in their midst, Father. And we believe that tonight you are with us. You, the unseen guest that always is faithful to thy appointment, you are here present, Father. And we ask you, Father, that you should bless this meeting and bless the presence of each of you children here. That nobody should return from this place the same way they came, Father. Let something special should happen to us, Father. Because we know that each time when we are in thy presence, something special happens, Father. And we believe tonight that you're going to minister deep down to our hearts something that is needed today. You know the hearts of thy people. We know one another through face and the outside appearance, Father, but the inside we don't know. It's only you that know it, Father. That's why we ask you, Father, that to grant the desire of you children according to thy will, Father. Father, bless us once again. Bless the pastor. Bless his family, Father. We thank you once again for taking our sister safe back home, Sister Juliet, Father. And we have confidence, Father, that each time when you make prayer, something happens, Father. You are an answering God, Father. We thank you because you are always there for us, Father. Bless us tonight as we pray, Father. Remember those who are not able to make it tonight. You know the reason. Some because of the sickness, Father. Some because of a different reason. But we ask you that you should give them all strength in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us, Father. If there's anything that could hinder your spirit tonight, Father, we cast it out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we send it to the dry place, Father. And we ask that you, Holy Spirit, should move freely among us tonight. That the Holy Spirit should take control of everything, Father. Father, we ask you once again to come and break the word of life with us, Father. Every man can read these things, Father, but the quickening power, Father, come from thee, Father. That's why we ask you to quicken us tonight, Father, that we should be the people that you want us to be, Father. We have nothing in our own, Father. We know that the knowledge puffed up, but the charity edified, Father. That's why we ask you that the agapao love should come down tonight and edify each of us, Father. We commit everything at thy hand. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You maybe have a seat. I think it's very good in a time like this, especially the pastor is preparing himself to cheat something down to the message that we believe. I think that tonight it was good that we should look at these things because it's very important, as the prophet emphasized in the spoken word, recognize you day and this message. It's very important for each believer to know his day and his message. And because that's the only thing that have the prevailing power. Now here from the book we read in the book of Matthew 13, it's the Lord Jesus Christ that is speaking to his disciple. Actually, it was the disciple that came to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to unfold, to unveil the parable. Because he was speaking to them with a multitude through the parable. It means that there was a certain things there that Jesus found that audience were not ready for him to tell them these things. But when he gets closer to his disciple, he was able to tell all these things that was in parable that they could know. And many of these things that we see in the parable, they were things that of the future. But Jesus was able to tell them in his time. But the scripture actually, it wasn't for his time. You see that there is not every scripture in the Bible that is for your time, for another people's time. The prophet said that God has put in every age, he has written a portion of the scripture that is appropriated for that age. That is necessary for that age. That when the people will get it, they will have everything that they have a need of it. It will have the prevailing power. It will give solution to everything that they needed. Now, in this Matthew chapter 13 that we read, let's see the meaning of the parable. It's the Lord Jesus Christ himself giving the meaning of the parable. Because once we have the meaning of the parable, then we will know which time that we are living in and which message that is supposed to be our message. As the pastor says on Sunday, because the message that was preached 500 years ago is not useful for this time. Actually, we need an up-to-date message. A message that God has prepared for this day. That's what we need. Because if you take the things a little bit, even in a natural way, that let's bring forth the things for us to understand, because the prophet always will preaching that way. He will take the natural and show the things spiritually, how it works. Now, even today you war, the way the people prepare themselves for war, it wasn't the way the people used to fight in the time of Moses. When Egypt used to have a chariot and everything to come and follow the Egyptians to fight against them. With those kind of the weapon of fighting, he can't stand even a single minute for today fighting. He can't fight because the things has completely changed. You can't fight today with those chariots. No, how will you fight it? There's no way where you can fight with those swords because the people has went far beyond what was in those time. Now time, they will tell you that there's a uranium, there's a weapon of mass destruction, and all those things. And there's a plan that Israel wanted to destroy Iran things, missile and everything. We see that the things has completely changed. You can't bring all those time or the time of Hitler. When Hitler used to fight in that time, 1935, those weapons, you can't fight with them anymore at this time. In this modern technology, you can't even fight a minute with those weapons. You'll be putting down in just a single minute. Because the people now, they don't need even to move from where they are. Russia doesn't want to have no need to move. America has no need to move. They can start fighting from there. And they says the way they cut Bin Laden, what happened is that they were watching it. They were looking at it from White House. The way the battle was going on there. You see that it changed. But in the old time, you have to be physically there and go fight. But now they can fight even from far. And some of the plan, you don't need to have three people there, just one person. Or this robot that can telecommand it, that they will go and control everything. That the things has completely changed. Now, if we bring these things of Luther and Wesley to our time, it will not work at all. And in our time, we must recognize also the day that we are living in and recognize the message that will work in our time. Because we see the prophet in the message come down. Before we could go to the scripture, I want you to catch something. The prophet even explained how the technology advanced. He said it was forced by horse. And from horse power, they went to automobile. From the automobile, they went to the plane. And from the plane now, the people went far now. And they went to the level of the rocket now. That's something that you must put in something and will push it. And the prophet said the way they do count, they will cut upside. They will start from 10 up to 0. Then they put it there and it will go because we are living in the astronaut age. You see that the things completely changed. Spiritual thinking or spiritual speaking too. The things must get to that level. And the prophet explained all these things and explained the age that you are living in. And he went through Luther and went through Wesley and Pentecostal and come now to the way to the age of the word, where now the astronaut age that we are living. It needs an eagle anointing that could go far there that nobody else can reach there. Now we can see that everything in the natural also, it reflects spiritually things the way it happened. Now, Jesus, he is giving the meaning of the parable. It's Matthew chapter 13, verse 36. And Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciple came unto him and saying, declare unto us the parable of the tare and of the field. They want to know the meaning of the parable. The disciples, they say, no. This thing, what Jesus was speaking, it has a meaning. It is not just the letter. It's the same thing. Everybody that went to school, even to a certain level of the school, you will know that in school, those equations, sometimes they are like parables. Where they put all the X, where they put A or B, and they will give you an answer. You must find the value of B, or the value of X, or the value of Y. Once you find the value of Y, then the equation will be clear. Then you will understand. But as long as the X is there, X means the unknown. It's something that you don't know what does mean. Now you have to replace that value. Once you replace it, then you get exactly the real picture. And you see that now the table is clear. I can understand where come this figure. I can understand where this come from. And you get all the things together. It's the same thing like the parable. Jesus will put the things there, and he will put all these things. But the people that were there, the multitude, they will get it that he was speaking about the field. He was speaking about the soul. But the disciple knew that there's a deeper meaning of these things. This thing, it doesn't mean just the way you speak it. It has a deeper meaning of it. We want to get the revelation behind of this parable. There's something genuine there that you and I, when we see the scripture, everything that is there, as the pastor read that scripture of Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, then we say to Daniel, seal all these things. It shall be revealed at the end time, at the time that we are living in. Those are the scripture that you and I are looking for. Because we want to recognize our message and we want to recognize our day. Now the day that we are living in, you and I, we know Jesus himself, he prophesies about it. And he tells us, Jesus said, down, the sower, he that sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. Now we know that the Son of Man, he was the sower, the one who sowed the good seed. Now, the 38, now the field is the world. Now we see that now, but the people who were together there, they didn't know what the field means. They were thinking just the field, is speaking just about the field. But now the disciples, they come down. They come to a closer relationship with Christ. And they start to understand what the field means. The field means the world in which you and I are living. Now, that's what the meaning Jesus says. And he says, now, the good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tare are the children of the wicked one. Now we know now the difference of this good seed. And we see exactly now what the parable means. And the enemy that sow them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the eagles, are the angels. Now we see that the reapers are the angels. And now there's things that I want us to focus on it. To see the harvest, which is the end time, and the angels. That you could see that now. But the harvest, we see that the scripture, actually Jesus was speaking about it. It wasn't for his time. And it wasn't necessary. That's why even Daniel has to seal the book. Because those things that he saw, it was for the harvest time. It was for the end time. And these things are things that you and I were predestinated for. It's you things and it's my things. Because the scripture tells us, in Revelation chapter 7, that these things will be revealed when the seventh messenger will come and all the mystery of God shall be revealed. And all these things are for the people that live at the harvest time. The people of the end time. Now you and I, we know already that the scripture here, the meaning, according to Jesus, God made flesh himself. He tells us the harvest is the end time. And these things are for the end time. And if you go outside there, you ask all the Christians, they will tell you that we are living at the harvest time. We are living at the end time. Even the people who are not believers, the people will tell you, the reporter, will tell you that we are living at the end time. Everybody confessing that we are living at the end time. Now you and I too, we believe that we are living at the end time. That we believe that we are living at the end time. That is recognizing now you day that you are living in. And you and I, we know that we are not living in the day of Paul. We are living now the day of the end time, because there it was just the beginning of the bride. It wasn't the end time. And you and I are living in the end time. And in the end time, it have also its message. The message for end time is different for the message of the fourth age. Things are completely different. That you and I to overcome. That why for the Christian world to overcome in this time, as we go, you will see the prophet say that they must recognize the day and its message. Because if we don't recognize the day and its message, you will not be able to overcome. That's why you see the people are failing to overcome the condition of this world, because they can't recognize their day and its message. But we see that many of the people claim to confess the same thing that we are confessing, that we are at the end time. But it means that there's a portion of the scripture that they can't recognize, because at the end time, there's an end time message too. Because we see here in the Bible, in the book of Zechariah, let's read Zechariah chapter 14 again, from verse 6. The scripture tells us there that it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day we shall know to the Lord, not day, not night. Which it means that a confusion day. And we know that it's a Babylon day that we are living in. And the Babylon means confusion. That the day the scripture is speaking here. And they say now, but it shall come to pass that at the evening time it shall be light. At the end of it, it shall be light. And at the end of this time that we are living, there is a light. And that light is the message of the hour. That the evening time light that you and I, we are living in, it's the message of the hour. And as living in the end time message, and the end time that we are living in, that as the end time, we must have an end time message. Because Jesus tells us that the harvest you see is the end time. And he tells us that these things, it will be that way. The tare and the wheat, they will be together. So close, as the scripture says in Matthew 24:24, that if it was possible, it could deceive the elector. But it's not possible, because the elector was in God's mind before the foundation of the world. Now you and I, we see exactly that as we go through the scripture, we will see the time that we are living in. And it needs a certain anointing. And we saw the pastor read it, you know, we can't go back to Revelation chapter 4:7. He speak about all these four beasts. And we saw them that at the end of it, the fourth one, it was an eagle. And we know even from Genesis chapter 49, you go back, you find the same thing, that it was also the emblem that the 12th tribe of Israel had. And all of them, they have the same thing. We know there was Judah, the lion, and so forth. And you come to the ox and to the man and get to the eagle. And we get there that the eagle was a Danite. That was where Samson come from. That we see that was a special anointing there. That it has to go that far for you to be able to overcome this condition. Because this condition, as the scripture says in Matthew 24, that if it were not possible, it will deceive even the very elector. Now for the elector not to be deceived, they must have something special. And that thing special for elector not to be deceived, it must be the message of the hour. It must be the message of the hour, because the enemy will come so close until, if it were possible, he could deceive even the elector. But the elector can't be deceived, because they have what it takes to overcome the condition of the age that they are living in. But the people will so much confess, all this church, they will confess. They will say, we are living at the end time. We are living at the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But they don't have what it takes for them to prepare them to the rapture. That's what they need, to have the message that can prepare them to the rapture. Because that message, it comes with separation. And that message, it brings the people to a level that can be able to receive a body change. That they will be able, that something powerful that no man mind can produce it. It will take God himself. That things will be able to change the life of the people as it did in Genesis chapter 18. You see that it needs something more deeper. That you and I living in this end time, there's a scripture that you and I, we need to focus so much on it. There's some part scripture of the Bible. All the Malogos, they are scripture, they are the Bible. That's what the word of God is. We believe that everything is perfect there. But there's a certain scripture that is really for us. That when we read on those scripture, they say this scripture is for us. Like Daniel chapter 12. When we read the scripture, and we say that this scripture of Daniel chapter 12, in verse 4, it says, seal these things, it will be revealed at the end time, and we belong, our soul want to know these things. As we preparing ourselves, as the pastor says that we're going to have a special meeting next week, it's a good time that we should consecrate our life and say, God, because they're going to preach about these things. The pastor will preach these things. But these things are my things. It is speaking of my time. I want to get the revelation of these things. Because the prophet say you can't tired to ask for revelation. You should ask more the revelation. And not any revelation of the message of your time. It will be able that to put you in your position. And you will be able to see yourself that this is me. This is the scripture is speaking about me. This scripture here, Jesus was prophesying it. It was for me. But if I could know what is inside of this, and I will have a prevailing power, and I will be able to overcome. And in this scripture, it have a solution to any problem that we have. Because that's what God provides. Because the scripture say in Isaiah 59, it says, when the enemy shall come like the flock, the spirit of the Lord will raise a standard to meet the enemy. Now we know that in this time that we are living, in all the corners, the enemy has come like the flood. There's so much that if you are not a message believer, it's quick that you could be distracted. Why the people are so tossed about? Why the people, denomination, church, they can't overcome the condition of this time? Because they don't have the message of their time. You will not overcome because they don't have the message of their time. Imagine when Jesus come and the people keep telling Jesus about Abraham and Moses. But that time, the message of Moses, it was good to take Hebrew children out of Egypt. But in that time of redemption, it will not help them to be safe. That message of Moses will not save them at that time. It needs the shedding blood of the Lamb of God himself to take away the sin of the world. But the problem with the people, they will keep putting the things in the past or put them in the future. While the scripture is fulfilled, while everything is done according to the scripture, but it's few people that recognize it. People like blind Bartimaeus. There was the people who could recognize their day and their message. There were the people who could get down and say, no, this message, this is our day. This is the day of our visitation. Let me take opportunity of this time and go make my request. And it will be answered. Let me go because this is my chance. It doesn't come twice. This is my time now. Let me take off this time and make sure that everything is done. And we find that there you go. Even the people that were the priest, the higher priest, they were able to read the scripture. They were able to look at everything. To read Isaiah, say that the virgin shall conceive. But to get to the detail now, because they have just a broad picture of the things. But to get to the detail of it, that's where the problem lies. They could not get to the detail of the things, how the scripture will be fulfilled. They were waiting for a Messiah. But when the Messiah comes now, even Caiaphas, he prophesies that it should be better that one should die for everybody, than all nations should be perished. You see, he prophesies. He was speaking about the things without knowing that this man, Jesus, is the one that is supposed to die for all. But the problem is there that the scripture was fulfilled according to the letter. Everything was shown the way Jesus came perfectly, the way he's supposed to come. A virgin was conceived and Mary gave birth. And he was born the way the scripture say that the lamb shall be born. But when the scripture was fulfilled, it was a few people that recognized it. That it's so important to recognize your day and its message. It's so important because that's the only things that will make you overcome any condition. And we see it in the same thing in the time of Noah. It was the same thing. That's 8 souls only that were able to recognize the day that they were living in and their message. And that they were able to be saved. And how many people? It's 7 billion people. It's more even than 7 billion. Because there's some people there in Africa, in poor countries, where they are not registered in the books, in the hospital. They are not able to be counted. But they are living there. There's people who are living in this world, but they are not registered. Now, they know only the people that were registered. That the level of the people, that in 7 billion. But if you look at the message of believers, I don't think they are even 5 million in the whole world. I don't think so. That now you look now, that it's so small, that a group of the people that will be able to catch that revelation, to recognize their message and their day, that it's so important. That it's so important because it has the prevailing power. That why all these people, why so much church today, why a lot of different version of the interpretation of the word of God. But Jesus give the pure interpretation of the word of God. But the people sitting there, they will look at him and say, this is Beelzebub. But while the scripture was fulfilled, but he, in the book of Luke, let's go to the book of Luke and revise once again. Some of the people, these things are new. And to see that Jesus really speak about so much, the prophet say, about his second coming, than the thing he spoke about his birth. So much about it. And speaking when these things shall be fulfilled. And all these things that are happening now in the world, we see that there was things for our time. That the us, we should be rejoiced. When the pastor announced that we're going to go down there to that lion of the seal and these things, it should be a burden in each of us a heart. That to pray that the Lord, that these things should not pass me by. I want to catch something there. Because these are my scripture. These are the things that give me strength. These are the things that make me overcome. Without it, you can't overcome. Because the message of today, it's different than the message of 300 years ago. No, you can't come with a Pentecostal message in this day, you know. You will not overcome this day, you know. It completely changed. They moved from just the gift and completely to the word. Because the prophet said the fourth one, it was the word. Now they went a deeper dive to the word. Now that's move forward, far away. Not the evidence of the Holy Spirit because of speaking in tongues and all these miracle things. No, they went far behind that. Because we know that with those things, the devil can impersonate it very quick. He can do them very quick. And it happened that way. And the prophet said that in the resurrection of the bride tree. He said it was four killer angels that come. And it has to be four also messenger of life to bring life to the bride tree. And he numbered them. And he said Wesley and Luther and Pentecostal and bring back to our time, which is the message of the hour. The word itself has to bring now the tree to life again. Now those stage it were good. They play their party. As we saw even with the pastor on Sunday, Luther has played his party, but it is not the message for our time. For our time, we need more than that. We need something more higher because it's the anointing of the eagle. And that the anointing of the eagle that will make you overcome. And without the anointing of the eagle, you'll find today where denomination churches are. How the people behave in denomination church. And if you put even YouTube, you put those church, the way the people do things. My every time we say that I thank you, God, for the message of the hour. Because the things are there. They can't even see them. There's things there that they can't, you can't even understand how the people can get that far. They be doing miracles and all these things. And some of them, like one woman in Congo, she's very popular, Mama Olang, very popular. The woman has a plenty church everywhere all around the world. Big church, thousand crowd of the people. Thousand of the people everywhere she has a church. But since when the woman must be a bishop of a church? It never happened in the Bible. But you will see them. The people will go there, tell you, brethren. They will come with testimony. Oh, she did that for me. She prayed. I wasn't able to conceive. I conceive. I have this disease. And I went, they pray for me. And now I get healing. But now, if you are not a message believer, those things will deceive you quickly. But because of the message of the hour, you know that these things, they are not the evidence of the thing. The evidence of the things is the message of the hour. Is that what is the evidence? But you see that sometime when we see the message, we are so long on it, we get familiar with it. It becomes like normal. But when you get down and to see some of the people, some of the things that happen to the denomination church, you will appreciate it, the message of the hour. And you find the big people there. Some of them are minister, some of them are TD. They be sitting there, well-educated people. And they say, my, what happened with these people? They can't even see the scripture. How are they going to be sitting under a certain anointing like this? But the people are there. And the prophet said the reason of that. Remember in Hebrews chapter 6, that once you reject that light, even if you repent, there's no blood anymore for you repentance. Now once you reject it, there's no mercy anymore. Now but we thank God that we have recognized the day and our message. The day and its message. And it now it becomes your message and my message. And we recognize the day that we are living in. And we know the scriptures that is for us. When we read the scripture, we say, no, this scripture, Zechariah chapter 14:7, it's my scripture. It's the scripture of my time. Because it says that in the evening time, the light shall be. Now the light come. I can see the light. I can see the way things has to be done. Now it's something that's so powerful that it's to recognize your day and its message. Why the people are dying there. Why the people are sitting under the wrong pastoring. Because they can't recognize their day and its message. That's the reason why the people could accept anything. Why the people could follow all these guys, the Benny Hinn and everybody. And the people will show you on YouTube with a secret camera. The way the people, they come with the letter. If they open the letter and there's no money there, the letter for prayer request, go watch on YouTube. Ah, they drop it there. But when and when? Because the scripture says, come and get it free without money and without price. But you and I are able to see it because there's an eagle anointing. Because there's something that is more higher than that. That we know that the things of God, you don't sell them. The things of God is for free. But we see that the people are sitting and there are millions of the people in those kind of the church. And millions of the people and so plenty crowd. But for you and I, we are not surprised because that the number doesn't mean nothing. The number of the people doesn't mean nothing. Because the scripture itself says, now Jesus himself says that broad is the way that many people go. But the narrow, the small one, it's difficult to walk on it. And that is the message of the hour. But these all other ways where the pastor, they will allow any kind of things inside of the church. That way you will find the full of the people there. Where they will allow any kind of the dress inside of the church, you will find them plenty people. You find them singing and dancing like the people of the world. There's no different. Things that they do, there's no different with the word. It's just that they have the name of Christ in their mouth. But if you take away the name of Christ in their mouth, you'll be able to do. One day I showed Brother Bishop the songs they sing, gospel from Congo. He said, bro, this is the gospel song. I said, yeah, this is the gospel song. It's just the gospel song. But there's no different with the other musician from the world. Just the name, that's where you find the difference. But now, if you get down now to the people, our brethren from Trinidad, when they sing now, you can see that, you know, these people, they are genuine. Amen. You can see that they dancing. You can see that the song, it's something to do with God. Amen. It's not just the people singing. Because so much now, the devil has come so closer now in those things called the things of God, that if it were not possible, it could deceive the elector. But the elector can't be deceived because they have recognized their day and its message. That's a prevailing power. They have recognized their day and its message. That's what makes them prevail those conditions. Otherwise, you will find you will be able to believe those kind of things. Because if you are not a message believer, you will be able to believe. People that believe those kind of the things to be the things of God, they are far educated than you and I. They are well established in this life. Money, things, all the things, luxury, they have them. But they believe to these things. But you say, I feel sorry. This kind of the people, they're supposed to see that these things are not the truth. But why they can't see? Because they can't recognize their day and it message. They take the things of the past that you can't overcome in this time. Because the enemy becomes so closer. The enemy becomes so very, very closer. And it has changed himself to an angel of light, the enemy. That it will be difficult. You must have the message of the hour for you to be able to discern that there's something wrong here. If there's no message of the hour, you can't be able to discern it. Because you will bring everything to the thinking man filter and say that let me filter these things. These things seem to be okay. They seem to raise the dead. But is this thing lining up with the scripture? If it's not what you do with it, you put it aside. You say, no, this is something wrong here. Because the messenger of the hour, the messenger, he says that everything has to line up with the scripture. But why? It's something missing here. These people are doing these things. They like James and Janus and Jambres in the time of Moses. They do all these things. And Jesus said that, let those both grow together. And at the end time, at the harvest time now, it will be the time to divide them. It will be the time to separate them. That the time, that is the right time now. That the bride could not be made whole through those ages. It must be at the end time. That where the scripture must be fulfilled. Now we see now in Luke chapter 17 from 26. And we see these things. Some of us in the message, we get familiar with them. And he says, and as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it also be in the day of the Son of Man. Now Jesus, he, the master himself, because in my Bible is in red, showing that is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It is him who is speaking here. And verse 27, they did eat, they drank, they married wives, and they were given in marriage. And until the day that Noah entered unto the ark, and the flood come, and they destroyed them all. Now, these people were people like you and I. They were people like the people that are living in our time. Because this was the time of Noah. And our time also is the same thing. When the bride will be taken away, even the day the bride will be taken away, the people will still give in marriage. The people will continue doing their business. It will be in a way that the people will not understand at all. Because the prophet even preached a message, a sudden secret going of the church. It will be so secret that the people of this world will not know nothing about it. Because we see Jesus, he telling us that these things that Noah told them, he preached them the message. Maybe 40 years of preaching them a message, telling them that I have a message from God. He said, "I'm gonna rain, and I must build an ark." And he was building the ark. Even the day the people, they enter inside of the ark,
The people were marrying. The people were carrying, doing the same thing. Their business continuing the same thing. To them, it was, it's nothing. Things as normal. This thing we heard about them. It used to happen before. Depression happened in 1933, 29. These things happen. It will go back to normal. But one day, it happened for the last time. One day, it happened for the last time. But the people who recognize their day and message, they were there, sealed there, inside of the ark. There was no rain that could touch them. And you and I, we want to identify ourselves in that camp of the people that the rain didn't touch them. That side of the people that were there, they were safe. That, and you and I, as believing the message of the hour and recognizing that God has sent the last messenger to us, and we have received him, and now we know that we are safe. That no matter what is going to happen to the rest of the people, but we are safe. But the world was carrying and doing the things the same. And in verse 28, it says, no. It says, likewise also, as it was in the day of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, and they planted, and they built. But the same day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from the heaven and destroyed them all. Now you see that the people were doing the same activity as normal. As in our day, even you tell the people that Jesus is coming soon, he's coming to take his bride, the people will continue doing the same thing. But the surprising thing is that the day Lot went out of Sodom, the fire rained from heaven. And the day the bride will leave this earth, it will be a disaster. It will be a serious disaster. And what holds the hunger of God in this earth, it's because of you and I. Once we leave this earth, it will be a great disaster. It will be a great disaster. That's why we don't want any of our relatives to stay behind. Because there is nothing good that will remain once you and I are taken to meet the bridegroom in the air. There's nothing good that will be in this earth. There's nothing good because we see Jesus telling us that the things that happened there, the day Lot went out of Sodom, the fire rained down. The fire rained down. And the day Noah went to the ark with his people, the eighth soul, the flood came down. You see that it happened exactly the same. And he said the things that happened there. And verse 30, and he says, now, even that shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. And now you and I, we recognize the day and our message. Now we are living the time that the Son of Man is revealed. All of us message believer, we 100% believe that we are living the day the Son of Man is revealed. If we are living in that day, then what happened? The things that happened in those times, according to the word of Jesus himself, should happen to our time. But how many people are keep putting these things in the future? They put them back there. When you tell them about Malachi 4, you say, Elijah shall come forth, restore everything. That the scripture pertaining to you and I, that the things that we needed to focus so much on it. Because it's your scripture and it's my scripture. It's our message. And we know that Elijah has to come. And he will bring back the heart of the children to their father. That's the time that you and I, we are living in. That the scripture for our time. It's not Romans 5. Romans 5, it's a scripture of the Bible. We so much believe on it. And it was the stage, just justification, that the just shall live by faith. But to you, my age, my time, the end time, there's a scripture that is pertaining for the end time. And Jesus showed this scripture that is pertaining to the end time. And in many messages, the prophet say, if you could search it, I can't exactly remember the message. The prophet says it when he was preaching. Now he took the scripture from Genesis chapter 6. And he said, because now Jesus told us there that the things that happen
in time of Noah shall happen to our time. And the prophet said that you see even the multiplication of the people. It's a sign of the end time. If you search in the message, I can't remember exactly what was the message. But if you search, somewhere it was 1956 or something. It was the message that the prophet preached there. But he repeated the same thing in many messages. Now, if you go back there, you will see that the things that we are living in, now that there are things that she has supposed to have more important in the life of a message believer, those are the scriptures that when you see this scripture happening, the multiplication of the people replenish the earth. And what happened? And the prophet said, but more people you get, more trouble you get. That's where the problem is. More people you get, more trouble you get. And when the people was replenished, multiply in this earth, they give God a hard time. They give God a hard time. And the same thing that the time that we are living in. Because there's so many people in the planet of the earth now. They give God a hard time. Look at man, what the man is doing now. All the imagination of the man is continually evil. Amen. Evil. Man, what is doing, it's evil. They are making the weapons to destroy one another. To destroy lands, to destroy people, not to kill the animal. You see, that's what man imagination is continually evil. What man today, they put over the internet and all those things, it's so evil. It's so evil. What just to destroy the life of the children, to destroy the life of the people. The people who try to be Christian, they put so many things to attract the people. And all the pornographic industry and everything today, the theory, all the imagination, the power behind of it, is to destroy the life of the people, is to distract the people. That's all these things. You see that the same thing now. When we read the Bible, we see that it's here. The scripture say they tell the truth, that the things that are happening now, it's happening in our time now. The things that are happening, it's happening in our time now. They move with the things. They took Hollywood in a virtual way and bring it to your house and bring it to our pocket. What's happening today in New York? In the same minute, you can see it now in your pocket. Did you see what they did? That the imagination of man, that they want to distract the people completely. They don't want to get the people, even at home, you don't need to go home again. I know one colleague of mine at work, she has her wife. She doesn't miss anything. When she was walking, the iPhone was on there and watching the telly. And they say, Francois, I bought that wife because I don't want to miss anything on the telly. But I say that it's so much a distraction that you can't believe it, that they bring these things and so closer. And these things, they are good thing with it. We use our Bible. We put our message there. I'm not saying that everything is bad there. But I'm showing you another side. Where they are focused on it. Not much on the good side. They are focused so much on the evil side. Now that the imagination of the people. That is just wrong continually doing. That to destroy the life. We went last time with my wife to Naomi school. At a meeting. In St. Dominic's. They started telling us. They went to someone come to speak about social things. And they say, you parents, you have to be careful with your children. Because we don't want your children to come with the things from home to our school. They be fighting the day before they come to school. They be fighting on Facebook. And they come bring this one to the classroom. And they start speaking one another. And they say, you have to watch about these things. Because the school is very strict. And I say, these people, they can see even these things that they are wrong. And they give an example of someone that they have to meet just over the internet. The kid. To meet someone 13 years old. To meet with an old man. Just because of a Facebook. They were chatting there. And the relationship become gross. Last time I tell Brother Bishop what I saw over the internet. They give the report. They says now in Britain. In Britain. The 30% of the divorce now is from the Facebook. See, from the Facebook, that's what they say, the reporter, they say the 30%
of the divorce now is from the Facebook. And they will say, no, it's not Facebook to blame. It's the people that send the inappropriate message to the opposite sex. But who make it? Which mind Facebook put it there? Do you think just for the social things? They have a hidden agenda there. They have the things there. The devil is spying them that they should do these things. And they will know that it will have a power, that the people will communicate it from afar, and they will get down to the things that you can't believe it. That's the Facebook. There we can think everything right. We come here, our sister, our children, our daughter, they will come here to church, cover. But on Facebook, they'll be naked there. What will happen there? It's a prostitution spirit. It's nothing. But through what the devil did it. But now it needs the anointing of the eagle for you to get that far to master these things. It must be the message of the hour. Without the message of the hour, you can't do it. You see, they change because the devil has changed his techniques. He's so kind. But with the help of the message of the hour, we can see that the scripture says things that happen there, it will happen to our time. These are the scripture that when I read them, I want to see it. And in Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, and the scripture say, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That you and I, the world was perverted, the evil mind of man. But you and I, in the eyes of the Lord, we have found grace. That's the scripture that has a prevailing power. That you and I, God send us a message of the hour. That we could see these things. And we could be happy to see, these things. Where will I be if it wasn't of the message of the hour? What could happen to my life if it's not the message of the hour? I could be like all these people. They claim to be Christian, but they live a different life. They claim they profess to be Christian, but they can't line up with the scripture. What about all these things? What do I have to do with all these things? When the prophets say have nothing to do with the TV, but they still have the satellite dish and all these things. Where come these things? Is something wrong somehow? How can you have it? For what do you have to have it? Because the prophet said those things, you should not have them. Why do you have it? See, these things are things you say that no, there's something wrong here. But if I get the pure message of the hour, I'll be able to overcome those conditions. That's what the message comes from. The message comes that you and I will be able to live above everything that is of this age. That you and I should be able to live above sin, should be able to see the enemy, because the enemy is unveiled. And the prophet say, the devil, he doesn't like the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation. Because he say that there, his beginning, it started there. And the prophet show us clearly that in each time that you see, when Abel was on the earth, there was a Cain on the earth. And those two seeds was very closer. That those two seeds was very closer. And he said the same thing now, that both them were religions. And he say about Jacob and Esau. And he show about Jesus and Judah. The same time Jesus was on the earth, Judah was there. And he was a religion man too. He was able to cast out the devil. But he didn't have the message of the hour. He didn't have the message of the hour. If he could have it, he could not sell the Lord Jesus Christ. You see that there was something in those two people that are different. That you and I, we are called for the message of the hour. And the message of the hour should have an impact inside of our life. Should have an impact inside of our life. That's what we are called for. And when the scripture now, we go down there to the book of Genesis chapter 18. Because Jesus also tell us there that what happened in the time of Lot shall happen to our time. Now the problem is that the scripture, friend, it must be full fulfilled. The scripture will not be fulfilled in portion. No. When the scripture, Jesus speaks something, it's completely fulfilled. It's not a part of the scripture to be fulfilled and another one to not fulfilled. When he said the day that of Lot must happen, and it has to happen exactly. And we see that in Genesis chapter 19, verse 4, we saw what happened there. The sin of Sodom, we know, it was a perversion of the flesh. Because if in the book of Judah tell us, before the revelation, for those who are not familiar with the Bible, it's just one chapter. You will read it, I think, from verse 7. You find it there. Because he, in Genesis chapter 19, verse 4, but before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house around, both old and young, and all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, where are the men which come in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. Bring them out, that we may know them. And we know there, the word know there, it has a deeper meaning. Not just have a relationship in a surface, no. They want to take them as a wife. And those who come there, those angels, they were men, sorry. Those angels, they were men. Because even the scripture tell us, they come to Lot, ask them, the men that come unto you, we want to see them. And we want to know them. And in Genesis, if you want to understand the meaning of that scripture, you go back to Genesis. Because Genesis tells us that Adam knew his wife and she conceived. That is a deeper things that happened there. They want to come a wife, to sleep with this angel. You see, to sleep with a man. And in our time, it's the same thing happening. That you find that today, man doesn't want to marry woman anymore. Man marrying man. Woman marrying woman. It's a perversion, it's completely. Noah has even two girls that didn't knew man. And he proposed them. He said, look, these girls, they've never been touched by man. Take them and do whatever you want to do with them. But let this man do not touch them. I have two girls here. They say, no. We don't want a girl. But we want this man. We want to sleep with them. You see what happened there? That these things, Jesus said, it must happen also in our time. That the time when the Son of Man will be revealed. That the end time, that the harvest time, these are the scripture that we're supposed to see at the harvest time. Now we see this scripture happening everywhere where you go. I told Brother Bishop last week, I was reading there, they say the black community in America, those black churches, they were very furious. They were against the law about homosexual. All these things that the law, they are passing everywhere. You go everywhere in the island, the last newspaper, I saw it. They were speaking about gay marriage. Man marrying man. We saw it last time. But Jesus tell us here that these things that happened there must happen to our time. Now me, these are the scripture that has a quickening power for me. Because when I see these things happening, I thank God for the message of the hour. I thank God because the scripture being fulfilled. But look now. And now the time that Lot were living in, there was Abraham. And we see now the prophet tell us that the same thing when the Son of Man will be revealed. When the Son of Man will be revealed, the ministry of the Son of Man, that is what happened to our time too. Now the other side we saw that those people too, they didn't just come those two, they were in the number of three. There were three of them. There were three of them. There were three of them. And the prophet said, they come three. And one of them stay with Abraham. And Abraham is the type of the bride. It's you type and it's my type. And the two of them, they went to Sodom. And the prophet tell us that remember what this one did. The one who stayed with Abraham. He gave his back to Sarah. and discern what was inside of Sarah. And the prophet said the same things happened to our time. That the ministry of the Son of Man did the same thing. That day the prophet in the pulpit, he turned back, he gave back the back to the congregation. And he was able now to discern the thought that was the heart of the people. Now the scripture being fulfilled in our time and your time. And there's no another time except for this one. And those are the scripture that you and I, when we look at them, and the other side, the prophet tells us, that was the angel that went to Abraham. Abraham who is the type of the bride. But there was the other one. And the prophet said, for the first time in the history, we saw a messenger with seven letters. Branham. It was the first time in the history. And it never happened and it will not happen again. It will not happen again, friend. We are not expecting another message that will come with seven letters. No. It's finished, friend. The story is finished. When the seventh angel shall sound the trumpet, all the mystery of God will be revealed. That's why me, I'm looking next week with the expectation that when the pastor be able to preach these things, I should get my portion. That God should minister me. That inside of my heart, that's God. I want to see that day when that word is preached, that I should receive my portion. That the purpose of you and I coming. And the prophet said, the other side, there was another two of them. There was Oral Robert and Bill Graham. He said, that side, there was a six-letter messenger that went there to Sodom where the confusion was. There where they seen every kind of the things. That what we find today, that the same things happen to our time. Those are the scriptures that we must recognize. Those are the message of our time. And we have to recognize it, that the time that we are living in is the end time. And these are the end time message. That you and I, we should so much put effort in this thing and to see what God is doing. God has manifested his power completely. And we see everything that has been fulfilled according to the scripture. That these are the scripture that you and I must be our portion. Because it was easy to live in the time of Jesus, but not to recognize Jesus. Because the people were living there. They were living there, the scripture being fulfilled. But imagine that a prostitute, a woman of ill fame life, someone that wasn't living a good life, that he said, no, sir, my parent, they told me, that when Messiah will come, he will do this, he will do this. He will discern the secret of the heart of the people. Are you not the one? Jesus said, I am the one. But all the people, well-educated people, they were holding great offices, but they could not see the scripture in their time. But they were front of Jesus. Jesus could go to their synagogue and take the scripture of Isaiah and read them. He said, today, the scripture has been fulfilled. But what they say is, the scripture cannot be fulfilled. The scripture can only be fulfilled when the Messiah will come. But it's the Messiah reading himself for the scripture. But the people can't recognize it. You see what happened? That the people, the scripture being fulfilled, but they can't recognize it. But you and I to recognize it. It's the grace of God. It's God's grace that sends us the message, the light on your way, that you should be able to recognize your day and its message. Without this message, friend, you can't go to the rapture. Without this message, there's no rapture without the message of the hour. There's no overcoming power. That's why you see the church completely now, ruled by the devil. Look at, you see now the church. The Romanism has taken control of the church. Why? Because they can't recognize their day and its message. They are failing to do it. If they were able to recognize it, then they will be able to overcome. The reason they can't overcome, because they can't recognize their day and its message. That's why the Wesleyan, why the Presbyterian, they are in that condition. Why they can't move far? Because they can't recognize it. And it becomes Ichabod. The glory of God is not anymore there. You have to move with the word of God. God has progressed to that level that you have to get it there. Because now is not a man anointing.
It's not the ox. It's the eagle anointing. That have to fly higher now. And to see the things there. And there's no another bird from eagle that can fly that way. If the eagle anointing is there, then everything will be finished. If the eagle anointing there, the prophet, the Malachi 4, was the eagle anointing. Now then there's nothing remain. Everything is revealed. There's nothing remain. Everything is revealed. Because the anointing of the eagle is there. That you and I, as we go to this consecration day on Saturday, let me meditate upon this thing. That the Father, you drop a special anointing for the special meeting next week. That when we really have them, that something special should be ministered to each of us life. We want to surely not just recognize the day that we are living in, but recognize our message. And be able to walk according to this message of the hour. And that is the purpose of us coming here. That we should walk in this message. Because the one who calls us is more than able to bring us to the end. And let's stand now. We sing a song. Then we'll close with a word of prayer.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you have more than enough for me.
Brother Bishop to come forth and close with a word of prayer. Just lift up your hand, lift up your hand to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Father, this evening, Lord Father, for yes, your Lord. Presence, Lord, among us, Lord Father.
Yes, Lord.
We glorify thy name, Lord Father, and yes. Bless you, Lord Father God, that your name may be blessed, Lord Father, on earth as it is in heaven, Lord Father.
Yes.
Oh, Father, thank you, Lord Father, for speaking to our hearts, Lord Father, reminding us, Lord Father, in the day that we are living, Lord Father God. We thank you, Lord Father, for the message of the hour.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord Father God, for the messenger, Lord Father, you sent in our way, Lord Father God. Oh, Father God, where would we be, Lord Father, without you, Father God?
Yes.
But, Lord Father, you made a way for us, Lord Father, that, Lord Father, in this day, Lord Father, we should have, Lord, the genuine word of God, Lord Father. May you come, Lord Father, and quicken this word, Lord Father.
Please, Lord.
May you sanctify, Lord Father, with the Holy Spirit, Lord Father, that, Lord Father, we might be able, Lord Father, to overcome the time that we are living, Lord Father God. There are a lot of things, Lord Father, that is happening in the spiritual world, Father God, but we trust you, Lord Father God, that you guide us, Lord, and protect us, Lord.
Yes,
Father.
Lord.
That you give us the strength, Lord Father, to live a Christian life, Lord Father.
Yes, Lord.
In our daily life, Lord, God, Father. May you come, Lord Father. Bless our brother, Lord Father, who has came with the word, Lord Father God. Use him, Lord Father. Give him strength, Lord Father God.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for our pastor, Lord Father. Even this weekend, Lord Father, is preparing for the communion, Lord Father.
Yes, Lord.
And the day of consecration, Lord Father God.
Please, Lord.
Even, Lord Father God, the weekend, Lord Father, St. Patrick, Lord Father God. As we are preparing, Lord Father, sweeping our hearts, Lord, searching ourselves within ourselves, Lord Father God. Oh, Father God, that we might find grace before the Father.
Yes, Lord.
May you come, Lord Father, and come down, Lord Father God, and speak to our hearts, Lord.
Please,
Father.
Lord.
May you sanctify us, Lord Father, anoint our ears and our understanding, Lord Father. That, Lord Father, while you are blessing other people, Lord Father God, do not pass over us, Lord Father.
Yes, Lord.
May you come, Lord Father God, and protect us, Lord Father God. Oh, Father, as we are departing from this place, Lord Father, we ask your blessing, Lord Father, and protection, Lord Father. Oh, Father God, may you lead us, Lord Father, and guide us back home in our homes, Lord Father.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the musicians, bless everyone, Lord Father, old and young, Lord Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing the chorus and then we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You deserve the glory and